Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 15th. You'll be interested to know, 157 years ago, today in 1852, Janet Zelliger, in the industrious city of Lynn, Massachusetts, invented the shoelacing machine, a wondrous device that transformed the making of footwear and celebrated human ingenuity. This invention, a triumph of mechanical design, enabled shoes to be produced more swiftly, affordably, and with greater precision, uplifting workers and wearers alike, and marking a milestone in industrial progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking clean, with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions stay consistent until about noon, when they bump up to 3+ feet. Winds are onshore at 2 miles per hour now, increasing slightly to 7 miles per hour by midday. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 20 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 3.5 feet just before 7 a.m., followed by a 3.5-foot low tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Expect fair conditions with waves around 3 to 4 feet on Tuesday, aided by light north-northwest winds. Wednesday sees a slight increase in size, with 3+ foot sets, but conditions become choppy as winds pick up. By Thursday, waves remain around 3+ feet, with fair conditions early, though choppy conditions return later in the day. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 69 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 79 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Along with a calm wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 83 and a light northwest wind. Tuesday night brings a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 a.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 69. Wednesday continues with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and partly sunny skies, with a high near 82. Wednesday night has a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 70. On Thursday, expect a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., then a slight chance with partly sunny skies and a high near 82. The Thursday night carries a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 69. Friday also has a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 81. Friday night features a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, global psych rock powerhouse Tame Impala, the musical project of Australian artist Kevin Parker, has announced a U.S. tour in support of his highly anticipated new album, Deadbeat, with a stop at Pechanga Arena San Diego on November 9th. The tour promises an immersive audiovisual experience, kicking off on Halloween night in Brooklyn and wrapping up in Oakland on November 14th. Parker's fifth studio album, set for release on October 17th, dives into club psych territory and explores themes of disillusionment and emotional inertia. Fans can expect an all-new live show this November, featuring captivating visuals and engaging performances. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Falcons smoked the Vikings 22-6. Penix Jr. was 13 for 21, with 135 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. J.J. McCarthy was 11 for 21, with 158 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have a doubleheader with Bucks at Texans, starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. Then Chargers at Raiders, with kickoff at 10 Eastern on ESPN. Houston is favored by 2.5, and the Chargers are favored by 3.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres won against the Rockies 9-6. Jackson Merrill hit 2 home runs, including a 3-run homer, helping the Friars take the lead. The win went to Darvish, the loss to Marquez, and Suarez earned the save. San Diego finished with 13 hits and 1 error. The Padres left 8 runners on base. Their record improves to 82-68. Tomorrow afternoon, the Padres clash with the Mets at Citi Field in New York for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Michael King is 4-2 with a 2.87 earned run average, facing Clay Holmes, who is 11-8 with a 3.75. First pitch is scheduled for 4:10. In top news, the American diet is filled with ultra-processed foods, including frozen pizza, deli meat, and energy drinks, making up about 55% of daily caloric intake. Nutrition researchers emphasize the need to cut back, as these foods are linked to serious health risks like obesity and type 2 diabetes. Some ultra-processed foods can be healthier, such as whole grain breads and low-sugar yogurts. Experts recommend targeting sugary drinks and processed meats first, as they pose the greatest health threats. Overall, being mindful of ingredients and choosing less processed options can make a significant difference. In business news, the corporate saga behind Jeep's downfall reveals a mismanaged iconic brand caught between a profit-obsessed CEO and a billionaire dynasty before facing challenges from trade wars. In a multi-million-dollar Super Bowl advertisement, Harrison Ford promoted Jeep's rugged vehicles, emphasizing freedom. However, Stellantis, the company behind Jeep, struggled with collapsing sales and mismanagement. John Elkann, the chairman, replaced the previous CEO, Carlos Tavares, after significant strategic failures. Amidst rising competition and tariffs, Elkann promoted Antonio Filosa to CEO, aiming to revitalize Jeep's market share and navigate an uncertain future, while seeking new investments in technology and innovation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $115,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $4,600. And XRP is unchanged at $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is set to release iOS 26, iPad OS 26, Watch OS 26, and Mac OS Tavo to the public today. The company typically launches new iOS builds around 10 a.m. Pacific time, so expect the update then. With these updates, Apple aims for a unified design language across all platforms. Alan Dye, Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design, stated, "This unified design language creates a more harmonious experience. Ensure you have over 20 gigabytes of free storage before installing." Not all devices will get the updates, so go into Settings, General, Software Update, to see if you have one available for download. And in entertainment news, the Television Academy handed out trophies at the 2025 Emmy Awards on Sunday night. The 2025 Emmy Awards featured stars celebrating the best in television, with Severance leading all nominees with an impressive 27 nods. The White Lotus followed closely with 23 nominations, while The Pitt enjoyed 13 nominations. Notable nominations included Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us. In comedy, Hacks received 14 nominations, with Jean Smart vying for her fourth Outstanding Actress prize. The leader in limited or anthology series was The Penguin, with 24 nominations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.